All right. Hello. How's it going, guys? Brian back again with another commentary track for Friday the 13th this time. I have a very special connection with this franchise. My first tattoo ever is actually from is actually a Jason mask. I promise it's a lot less cringy than it probably sounds. However, love Friday the 13th. Love Jason Voorhees. Love the game. Love the movie. Love the franchise. Love just kind of the pop culture mythos that surrounds this film franchise, even though they're not exactly the best movies. You know, you look at the first Friday the 13th, which we are watching right now, it is probably the median, the very middle of the road entry in this series. There are deeper depths that it does go to, but this one, it's not exactly special. It's got like Kevin Bacon going for it, and that's pretty much it. Sorry, one of my Discords is going wild and it's kind of bothering me. Anyways, let's see. We got a couple of sponsors. If you guys don't mind just listening to that, helps support the show, helps make renting these movies worth it, and I'm able to make that back a little bit. I know there was one at the top of the thing, but we're going to have just one or two more right before we get into it here. And I'll explain when we get back how to set up the commentary track. But I hope you guys are enjoying the Halloween season. We're going to be releasing a commentary track for each of the Friday the 13th movies every day leading up to Halloween. It's a shame there are only 12 entries in this series. They need just one more to really cap it off. And it's a shame too, because the 2009, as far as like these 2000s and 2010s remakes go, wasn't that bad. Wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible, or at least so I've consumed. We'll find out at the end and we'll see whether it was worthy of the rest of the series or not. I mean, you know, half the series is kind of crappy anyways, so hold on real tight. We're going to have a little ad break, and then we'll be right back. Half the reason we have the ad break right there, too, is, I can't put them in the middle of the commentary track or else it's going to throw off the sync. You know, it's going to throw off how you have this movie simultaneously going with me, which is how we're going to set that up right now. So what you're going to do is you're going to pause. As soon as I say to pause, and then you're going to see the title card of a Sean S. Cunningham film. one of the great horror directors, a Sean S. Cunningham film. And when that goes to black, you're going to press play. And seconds later, there's going to be a picture of a moon. Or it's going to show the moon. We're going to do that. You're going to press play then, but you're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. All right, here we go. Friday the 13th, all 12 of them. Again, sounds so wrong that there's not 13 of them. Now, I have seen this one before. I haven't seen a lot of the series. I've seen bits and parts of some of them. I think I've seen all of 3. I want to say I've seen all of 2. I'm probably most familiar with 3. 1958, that's wild. That's pretty wild. By the way, if you've seen my commentary track for, Host. YMS reviewed that and gave it a 1. I gave it a 7. I actually enjoyed Host. I don't know. Maybe I'm just really off. Maybe I'm a normie. But I enjoyed it. Fox. Why are some campers awake? And are those just all the counselors? And these are the kids are like, I don't know. How does that work? I went to a couple of summer camps. I was a Boy Scout, because that I'm cool like that. The summer camp was pretty cool. It was all right. But I only went for a week at a time. I wonder what it was like. Like, I knew a guy that, like, lived there for, like, 2-3 months. Like, over the summer, he would go there and stay there. And honestly, that sounds like a great time. Like, Pear Trap was like that, right? Where they just went and stayed there. I wonder if you would be allowed to sing something so religiously affiliated. Oh, God, they're making fuck eyes. I wonder if you would be able to sing something so religiously affiliated now. Oh, they're not even hiding it. They're just like, yeah, we're going. We're fucking right now. It's happening right now. Kind of like that Shot of the Moon. That is such like an 80s slasher Shot of the Moon. I mean, so I'm not going to spoil the ending to this, though I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know. I feel like everybody knows the ending to this movie. I'm almost certain. Anybody who's, like, passingly familiar with Friday the 13th, or even Scream for that matter, because they make note of it in Scream, knows what happens in this film. But I'm not going to say it to the end, because at the same time, people are so familiar with, you know, the character from this series that they sometimes don't realize that this isn't, you know, this isn't that, which might spoil it in and of itself. But I don't know. I guess if this is your first time watching the original Friday the 13th, I won't spoil that factor for you. And then some people don't even realize, well, I don't know, like two has its quirks as well. And then by three, they really get going. It is Friday the 13th. And then honestly, I kind of wish it almost stopped at four. That would have been great. Four might be my favorite. I'm sure at the end of this, I'm going to do a little ranking of it. What sound did they make? How did you not see them? Or did, oh, they, oh, now they definitely see. Damn, son. Holy shit. I forgot this is a Tom Savini film. Yes. I don't know why she's getting closer. This slow-mo is going on for a long time. Oh, freeze frame, zoom in. Now crash through. Crash through. Oh, hey! Friday the 13th. Let's go. Now, I really like the... Oh, man, I wish I kind of did the commentary tracks for Halloween. That has some iconic music. This one has some notable music, I guess. It's very Psycho-esque, I would say. And I almost have to wonder. I'm pretty sure that they... This might have been a case where they directly were like, yeah, we did Psycho again. We did the Psycho music. Because this sounds like the opening... this sounds like the overture that, you know, you get the credits in Psycho. A little bit, at least. The... Chi-chi-chi-ha-ha-ha is actually ki-ki-ki-ma-ma-ma for... Something actually related to the end of this, so I'll talk about that at the end of the track. How about that? And if I forget, just, you know, I guess go to my Twitter and call me an asshole. Oh yeah, so that's the other thing. This movie kind of it's a little padded. It's a little slow at times. And then half of it's like running through the woods. Don't know. I don't know about the this is getting a little pretentious here. I don't know about that choice of handheld there, because you've already associated handheld with like a point of view shot and somebody lurking. That was a bit of a weird cut too. Did she just see his dick? Did he just have his fucking red rocket out and ready? What the fuck? Oh, did they break the 180 rule? I don't know. I'm getting nitpicky. All right. She's walking. I forget what year they said this was. I think it was the 70s. I'll need to look again. She's not having it. They're not fucking having it. Okay, now the thing is like, of course that shit happened and people got killed. I don't think they would have. Well, I don't know. Maybe if it's a small town like that, they would have been like alarmed by it. But like, I don't know. Oh, I don't like Camp Blood, he said. I like the inflection on that. Yeah. God, that became such a cliche. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like this guy. I don't like him. I like Ralph. Oh, he's got a nice little bike, though. You know what? Actually, Ralph might be all right. Look at him. He's just enjoying his bike. See, like that was a POV shot and it was handheld. So I don't know why they had that earlier POV shot. But again, like who fucking cares? It's the original Friday the 13th. He looks fucking mad. But yeah, did more people die there? I don't know if two like if an outside person came in and killed two people, is that like a reason to shut down the whole camp? I don't know. And I guess like Jason died, but that was like far before and they didn't shut down the camp then. Oh. Okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense. What? I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you need a job, you need a job. One in the hand's worth two in the bush, right? That was a straight up Tommy Wiseau laugh right there. Let's see, what's he do? Elton Oil Supplies. Is this her stop? She just goes straight, go up through a, okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I forgot that Friday the 13th is a New Jersey film. This is not a two-take film with her slinging that over her shoulder and it falling down. I mean, not the biggest deal, but noticeable nonetheless. Hey, it's Kevin Bacon. Why is everybody asking, like, oh, what's going to be like up there? Also, was that the Godfather in the front of their car? Like, they had some books. Was that Godfather? I need to look back some... Wait. Yeah, that was the Godfather. I guess it was out by this time. Huh. In movie form, that is. Man, they're really just like going ham on those on the banjo. It'd be cool to learn banjo, not gonna lie. Be like what's his name from The Office? Andy Bernard at Helms. Look at this guy. Holy shit. He's going in. Oh, he's got the stash. He's not really getting a high swing, though. He's just kind of chipping. There she is. It's Alice. Man, you can see the budget is, I don't know, the way that this is cut and shot, like, something is just kind of cheap. Like, I don't know, like the fact that they held on her, I don't know, something about it. Did she just like teleport ahead of him? What was that? I thought that he left first. Is this later? I don't know. I don't know. Man, that one nail did a lot. She's like, you go to comment or what? It's almost like you have a job. What? Is that him? Yeah, it's gotta be him. What do you mean? Looks just like him. It's not even like ugly. I'm loving these shorts. I don't know. Just the way he like reached up. Oh, that's continuity error right there. But the way he reached up was just, I don't know, very like, hey there. I don't know. God, oh God, I hated saying that. Friday the 13th? I love how you can, oh, like it. I don't like it. You're her boss. I don't like it. See the POV shot? That would be take a drink every time there's a POV shot. I'm loving this like shirtless suspender white pants combo. How does she not see? How did she not see? I'm liking Ted, by the way. He seems like a cool dude. Is this Kevin Bacon's first movie? I'll look that up real quick. Kevin Bacon. Let's see your IMDb, buddy. Got Camp Blood. Oh shit! Wait. Oh, this is the 40th year since Friday the 13th. Wait, when did Friday the 13th come out? First of all, let me answer my original question. Let me answer my original question. Is this the first Kevin Bacon film? It is not. He started 1951 on a television series. What the fuck? You would be fired at that especially. You would be fired from a camp for doing that. What a fucking dick. He was in Search for Tomorrow in 1951. National Lampoon's Animal House. Animal House. Yeah, he was in Animal House, 1978. 2 years before this. He was also in The Gift TV movie, Starting Over. It's a very small role, and then he was Jack in Friday the 13th. Oh, and Hero at Large, he was second teenager. So, you know, there's that. But it's been 40 years since then. Let's see. When did it come out? Because it'd be really cool if it were, like, right before Halloween. It was in May. Okay. That's interesting. Now, unfortunately, I think probably most of the cast has probably passed, which is too bad. I'm liking this Jeep. It's just fucking going. Oh! I forgot about this. Tuck and roll. Dude, you left your shit. You left your shit. This is just psycho. This is straight up psycho. The music, that is. Oh shit, is she gonna get murked right here? Spoilers, I know she's not the final girl, but like, is it right here? God, she cannot walk for shit. I guess she hurt her leg, but like, damn. Really leaning into the trope. Lost him. Ooh, like that little lens flare. Ooh, oh God, that. I just the the music spike got me. I need to turn down a little bit. There we go. Pretty good kill. That Tom Savini. It does it again. It is interesting. We spent so much time, you know, learning about her, like meeting her, and then she's first to go. Which I get. Is that another Psycho reference? Aren't they supposed to be working? Or no, I think they said. I think he said he wanted to set up the dock. I don't. What the fuck? I don't know why that reminded me of Cabin Fever. I love Cabin Fever. It's a not great movie. It's actually like more closer to it's closer to bad than it is to good. But I love it. God damn. I'll have to do commentary on that sometime. See somebody? Somebody out there? Somebody watching me? The second movie is charmingly terrible, and the third movie is just like, oh God, it's just awful. And the remake I fucking hate too. But the first one, you know, I'll take it. Yeah. Oh, is it Ned, not Ted? Or are there two characters like that? Oh, he just belly flopped. Is this going to be a prank? Man, they're just doing every they got a canoe, they got swimmers, they got a life preserver, they're taking everything. Dude, what the fuck? Tell me this is going to be a joke. I'm going to be so mad if this is a joke, because like they do that all the time in these movies. Oh. I do kind of like how matter-of-factly they said that, because like it sets up like it did kind of bury the lead enough to make it slightly subversive, but at the same time, like, you know, don't kiss people without their consent. How about that? These are not bad cabins either. I guess especially for the 70s. I'm pretty sure if you like go around New Jersey and like camping grounds in the area, that's a lot. That's a lot right there. That is a whole lot and a bag of chips. I didn't like how it moved. Ooh, machete. It's him. No, run from him. He's the killer. He's got the machete. The delivery was a little weird. Why are they doing this hide and seek shtick? But you are. Let Kevin do it. Why are all of them there? Jesus. You would think some of them would not want to be there. Oh, and now we got POV shot of the snake. This reminds me of... Call him. What? Bacon, you idiot. dude, he just tried to elbow drop it and ruin the mattress. This is a bright old mess. Oh! Oh, did they really kill a snake? No. Well, they didn't kill a real snake in this, did they? Did they kill a real snake on Friday the 13th? Screen Rant. Less than likable source, but okay. Kane Hodder notoriously went on record for being against Jason harming animals in the Friday the 13th movies. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about it. At least under his performance of the character. In one instance, he argued against kicking a dog in Jason Takes Manhattan because he said Jason wouldn't do such a thing. He only hurts humans. That reminds me of an interesting scene in Manhattan. Or not Manhattan. What am I saying? Interesting scene in... Sorry, I like that line. I'm as dumb as they come. Shit, what was it? Atlanta. Atlanta has a scene like that in a gun range with one of the better characters there. Let's see, where is the snake thing? Is it a real snake, though? Because there was no such supervision on the set of Friday the 13th, another animal death not only happened, but was somewhat swept under the rug. The scene in question involves Alice, Andrine King, discovering a snake, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it was a real snake. That's sad. That is sad. In my opinion, I don't know, I would not be for killing animals for a movie. I've honestly wanted to go vegetarian, but life circumstances have kind of made that a little difficult. But, you know, one day we'll get there. Anyways, I just kind of missed that whole scene. I mean, like, you know, obviously a guy came through, but they're really taking a long time to do this motorcycle shot. Holy mother, Ralph. Was he just standing there, vibing? Have only three people died? That, like, I don't know. I love how unrattled he is. She's like, dude, get out. What are you doing? Go. And he just sees himself out. I recently watched a thing on Shudder, Dead Wax. It was fine. But it was, I don't know, it had a cabin that looked very similar to that one. But also at the same time, I guess all cabins kind of look the same, don't they? Well, not all of them. There's a final girl. Don't count them all out, Ralph. Right, yeah, we get it. He's running off. They really just stuck with that shot, didn't they? Rare, yeah, dude. Rare's the way to go. I know I just said against eating meat, but, like, still, damn. I'm not going to act like it ain't tasty. I thought when he said Annie that he said anime. Not gonna lie. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of light in there. What? What? How is that macho? It's a practical. Like, I have a generator myself. What are you talking about? I'm not particularly manly next to anybody else. Is that an antique? It looks 70s. I bet you $50 the generator never comes back. Maybe to cut the power, but that's it. Actually, you know, they probably will to cut the power. I don't know. I have very low expectations for this film to have anything besides filler. I mean, I guess so far it hasn't been too bad. The one dock scene was a little like that, but otherwise, I guess everything else has kind of contributed. Oh. I thought it was a POV shot. I was going to be impressed. Like, it looks like a normal shot, and then halfway through it turns into a POV, and I thought that was going to be pretty cool. Is this the guy that pretended to drown? Because I was going to say, he's looking longingly. But also, you know, you probably would be in better. Oh. You would probably be on better grounds with people if you didn't, you know, do shit like that. It's a shame. I kind of like the actor, though. And I think we're about to lose him. Hello? Hello? Welcome to your first night at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Oh, God. That's become a big meme for a couple friends of mine. Whenever we get in a Discord call together, we're just, hello? Yeah. Yeah, he does keep acting like a jerk. God damn. That did not look like lightning. That looked like a goddamn nuke. Damn. It's Heavy Rain. This is a good game, Heavy Rain. I like those you know, your actions impact the outcome games. I don't know. I've thought about streaming that, honestly. I don't know if... I keep saying I don't know. Hit me up on Twitter if you would watch some streams of Choose Your Own Adventures games. Let me know. I'll be about it. Man, you, like, I don't know, even at this age, like, he has such a distinct voice, Kevin Bacon. So this is the same cabin that Ned went into. God, that flashlight's fucking massive. I'm also hoping, like, anybody watching this isn't really that concerned about spoilers. I don't know, like, I mean, Friday the 13th is one of those movies that you can really like experience through like highlights and clips, like pretty much all the movies in the series. So I don't know. Maybe some people have watched the movies all the way through. Maybe some people haven't. Honestly, I think slash hope that a commentary track would be a good way to experience that. But I hope, you know, people know what happens kind of after this scene is public knowledge. I mean, it's probably the most notable, probably one of the most notable kills in the franchise, if not the most. Yeah. But, you know, we just got to kind of wait through through this right now. I thought those were, like, stained glass windows for a second. I guess it does have a cross in there. That is the, like, chapel. Yo, that is so cozy. And also the fact that they're... That's raining outside, you know? Fam, why are you throwing a twig in there? The fire's already going. You throw a log. Trust me, I'm a scout. That's nice. Okay, look, Monopoly's a bad game, but I love it. Now, I'll be honest, like, I get strip poker, I get, like, you know, other forms of, like, oh, strip X, Y, and Z. I don't get how you play strip Monopoly. Maybe they just explained it. But, like, I don't know, do you get, like... I get it. Like, you know, like, oh, for a shirt, it's like, I'll give you $500. You get that. You know, if you take it off. Makes sense. All right. Okay. All right. Maybe this movie's got a thing or two that I don't really, you know, I'm not giving it credence for. Kevin Bacon's in good shape. See, now, all right, sidebar. Oh, I wasn't ready or expecting that. I don't get, and maybe this is, like, different because, you know, the internet's, and there he is. Now the internet's here and, you know, like, I guess if you're a young person in the 80s, like, this is, like, I don't... Who is watching these movies to get off to them? That's what I'm wondering. That, no, you can't just roll for somebody like that, especially if they're going last because of your rolls. That wasn't double sixes. That was a 2 and a 3. No, a 2 and a 1. That was definitely not double sixes. I'm just that's quite the tan line. All right, so yeah, this is the scene. This is the scene. I think one of the most famous scenes. And I don't know. I can't imagine that's a spoiler, but I was ready for it. We're back to Monopoly. What do you mean nobody ever lands on Baltic Avenue? You have an equal chance of landing on every space. No, it was like 2 fives. What, because you can see his feet now? Here we go. Here we go. Here it is. Smoking's bad for you, Kevin. Don't do it. Oh, and there he is. He's a goner now. Oh, I guess he was a goner because he had sex, according to slasher rules. Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot that. There it is. That, what a great effect, too. Tom Savini, 40 years ago, was amazing. And he's not even, how old is Tom Savini now? He can't be older than, like, 60 or 70. That's being generous with it, too. Tom Savini, like he looks like he's in his 50s. Tom Savini, 73. Damn, he looks young for 73. Oh, yeah, look at that. Rap sheet. Look at that resume, you know, From Dusk Till Dawn, which he was in, of course. Dawn of the Dead. Perks of Being a Wallflower is up there. makeup department. Yeah, let's see his best of. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Great movie. Friday the 13th, final chapter, came out before Massacre 2. Oh, you know what? That makes sense, though. Maniac, Martin. Martin's notable. Great guy, Tom Savini. Wow, this wasn't uploaded to YouTube till June 2020. That is insane. Jack. I do like how subtly they like drip the blood on Kevin Bacon. But is that really funny? Is that chuckle worthy? I don't know. I guess I've made myself laugh from dumb shit before. I'm gonna readjust myself a little bit here, getting a little too bruised up from the couch. For a second, I thought that was a POV shot. Just kidding. This has been just a day. This is all the same day. A pretty uneventful one, too, I gotta say. Well, I mean, clearly an eventful one, but, like, for movie-worthy stuff. Oh, wait, I think I remember this one now. Oh, yeah. I love how she doesn't put up her hands or anything. just is like, yeah, I guess this is it, I guess. What a timely reference. Two steps from Pacific Avenue is not great odds. In fact, that is very small odds. I mean, I guess as many odds as any, but I don't know why acting like two steps from there is a big deal. Get the money. Man, they really just like had that intention when making this movie. They're like, yeah, just get everybody naked. I guess these tropes are real. I guess these tropes are really real. I could see them in the writing's room, like, ah, shit. The writer's room, like, ah, shit, what are you going to do? We need to get her naked. I don't know. They play Monopoly. They strip for it. That is so clearly like a rain machine. I do love the vibe of like an old diner. Though I'll be honest, I don't know why he spent so much time there. I could see why I would spend so much time there today, because I got a phone to go on. I'll be one of those guys that go sits at a diner bar for 5 hours just like noodling around on the internet. But I don't is he just staring at his fucking cup for 5 hours? I guess he wanted to do other shit too, but still. What's funny too is I don't think you'd see anybody who would wear a full raincoat like that these days either. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty practical, isn't it? Just not very fashionable. Vroom. Damn, we're not even an hour into this thing. Well, that's the thing about this early one, you know, this first one. It just moves at a snail's pace. Also, what a what an olden like in a car shot that is. Like, you can tell that is not the same location. This is fucking dark too, Jesus. The shot, I mean, not the, I mean, you know. Weren't you going to check on your cabin? I guess she did. Now she, I guess she's got her toiletries done, doesn't she? The one thing that really is like, the camping's cool, it's fun, but the one thing is like keeping up with hygiene, you gotta be on top of it, because like you'll feel like ass if you like are not like 100% efficient. And sometimes it's not always the best, because you don't want to use those like you know, like you get a little gun shy with some of those like showers and like the way that they're set up. It's a little you know, it's a little grody to be using them, but you got to use them or else you're going to be feeling grody yourself. There we go, camping tips. Was that just peppermint brand toothpaste? She's like, huh? Whatever. Ooh, why would you turn the light off? I guess electricity ain't cheap, but you know, still, I'd keep it on. When did you stop for your battery to die? You don't need your battery as you continue to drive. Oh God, that's bright. Even just like watching it on film, I'm like, Jesus. What a interesting thing to be doing with your time, just fucking watching. The person, I mean, not you watching this movie, but I don't know. I forget how she. No, I mean, come on, you know, only one remains. I forget how she dies. That is quite the nightgown. Not quite comfortable, I would think, at least. I don't know, maybe it is. Did she just ditch her friends? Is that bed not soaked? Did you not leave the window open? Somebody just said, "Help me." Also, I can't tell if that send that little thing on to the side of the window, to the right of the window. I could not tell if that was supposed to be like a cross or something. It's kind of was Camp Crystal Lake supposed to be a religious camp? And if so, I would have thought it would have been taboo to mix in indigenous imagery and like totem poles and shit like that. Sorry, it's like 5 a.m. right now. Because I'm insane. Hello. That was an odd choice. That rain looks fake as shit. I don't know why. It's not Alice. Yeah, like you can't even see where she is. Also, yeah, no, just don't throw on your raincoat, I guess. Like, jeez, man. Making all the wrong choices. Hello? Where is she? I can't tell. Is that in front of the cabin? Is my brightness just that low? Oh. See, I thought that was the generator coming back, but I guess not. But I guess she's at the archery range. Though I do like this callback a little bit to when she was downrange earlier and that dickhead Ned just like, oh, that's right, he did that too. Sorry, I think I just blasted the audio. But like he not only did he sneak that kiss in, he also almost committed manslaughter. Or at least manslaughter is a little light for that. I imagine that'd be like third degree. I don't know what third degree entails. What am I saying? Man, I wish I kept with guitar. I'm trying to now. This now is the hour. It says on the piano. Is that mustache? Oh no, that's him. That's him. That do be him. They turn it off. Yeah, it'd stick together. It was a good idea. I mean, no, Brenda's done. She's done. Forget it. It's over. Brenda, who is she? Not where is she? Who is she? She's gone. No, I don't think they're being all three together. If they were all still alive, you know. Ooh, they put the axe to bed. Yeah, no, you get out. You get out at that point. Take a book out of Jordan Peele's note. Get out. I hope they kept that axe with them. You don't want to hold on to that shit. Honestly, the optimal way to view this movie is probably through it's probably through Dead Meat's kill count. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It's probably a lot more enjoyable. You get a lot more utility out of it. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. Watching this with the commentary track, that's the way to go. I gotta keep on brand. Watch the rest of the series, please. I'm relying on it. The sucker's locked. How are we gonna get in? Oh, damn. She's just gonna... Oh, my God. She said, fuck it. We're doing it. Okay. I did like that shot. Are they going to cut the generator at any point? I'm waiting for this generator to come back, man. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Screenwriter 101 to... Oh, you know what? That was a good shot, I'll be honest. Oh, did she tamper with the cars? It's wet. I'm sorry. What? Looks like that's all ADR, but I don't know. Oh. Yeah, there it is. We got it. We got the name. Diane, what? I like this guy. No, I like the mustache guy. He was. Is it just stopping? Just, I mean, I guess rain does just stop sometimes, so, you know. God damn. Where's that movie? At the I'm going to come back at the end with that. But that would make for a good side movie, I feel. I don't know. Maybe a fan film. Maybe a fan film. There it is, Camp Crystal Lake. I wonder if somebody has a tattoo of that sign. I have to imagine somebody in the world does. For the I also imagine that Jason probably has to have more tattoos on people, or at least Friday the 13th related tattoos more than any other horror character, even Freddy or Michael Myers. Michael Myers maybe the second. I guess a lot of people have Freddy tattoos too. Wow, that was quick. He just had a second of ooh. It's a shame. I liked him. Here it is. Oh, is this a generator? Oh, we're going to get it. We're getting Chekhov generator. Danger, high voltage. Come on, I'm waiting. Oh, there it is. I was going to ask what the other two have been doing this whole time, but I guess they've just been vibing. You know, makes sense. Now, here's the thing, though. I don't know why necessarily you would have to set up a generator. I mean, most people would imagine, if you set up, they go into an electrical thing, so it's high voltage like that. They do a thing, you show the shot of the lights going down, you know, they would understand, that's the generator going. Now this is a long fucking take of him lighting up these lanterns. I'm glad they left it in. I would have no idea where they would have gotten them previously. She seems rather calm now. Ponchos are such a, just like, it makes sense kind of invention. Like, they don't look the best always, especially just the plastic flimsy ones, but you know, it's like, oh, is it raining, you know, throw on just like a sheet of plastic on yourself. It makes sense. No, I guess it stopped raining. Is this the end of our buddy here? Is he next? I haven't seen the kill count for this in a at least months. You know, I'll go through a session sometimes where every, like, I don't know, like 6 months or something, I'll just go through and watch all of them. But I think the golden machete for this one, for those who don't know, kill count is the channel will run on YouTube where they by Dead Meat. They go through, you know, they go through movies, horror movies, and they count the kills. And honestly, it's a really well done show. It is a good introduction for fledgling horror fans, you know, save the ones that you really want to watch on your own. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's a decent film series, or not film series, a YouTube series. And at the end, James, Agent East, the guy who runs it, gives the golden chainsaw and the dull machete for the best and worst kills. The best one, I think, in this movie was Kevin Bacon, and the worst one was like one of the random, you know, just like stab and then cut, you know. Oh, that was... I can't tell if I like that smash cut or not. For the fact that I can't really tell if it's a smash cut. Generator. Lindsay. How the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah. The worst, I think, in this one was him saying... like one of those random ones where, it, you know, they get stabbed and then it cuts. But the Kevin Bacon one's decent. You know, they do have a couple of decent kills in this movie. But again, they leave in shit like this. And it's like, what's the point? What's going on? What are you doing? What's happening? Where's the killer? Where's your kind of boyfriend? Is it his boyfriend? Is it her boyfriend? Acme. What is supposed to be happening? Oh, I guess, yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, we don't. Okay, never mind. We are really just doing nothing. You'll see what I was expecting in probably 10 minutes. Yeah, 10, maybe 7 minutes. I don't know. They just really said, no, this is just a scene of her making coffee. Oh my God. Do something. Like, I don't know. My favorite flavor of horror, because like horror movies don't really get me that much. They don't scare me too bad. I really can't think of, like, Hereditary kind of freaked me out a little bit, but not like that bad whatsoever. Like there was just that one shot of her like banging her head that got me, but like nothing, like, you know, I'll get jumped, but that's not getting scared. I don't know. But my favorite flavor of horror is just like kind of creepy subject matter, with just like interesting plots, you know, like I don't personally need that much more otherwise. I can't imagine that a lot of horror fans really get that invested or like scared either by horror movies either. Like if you've seen a bunch of horror movies, then, oh, that's what I was expecting. There it is. Oh, a little bit earlier than I thought it would be. Again, you could kind of tell it's fake, but at the same time, like, you know, not a bad effect. Again, Mr. Savini, you out. Done yourself. I thought that we were going to see Brenna. I thought that we were going to see her on the door. Or at least that's what I thought it used to be. See, they're using like stage lighting now because they were like, oh, the power's up. I guess we need to see shit, I guess. Were you just going to hold the door closed? They're like, what? My friend, there is glass on those windows that they can break through. Let's throw a little shade, because this little arrangement here kind of reminds me of this kind of reminds me of Scream with the door in the closet. And I know Werewolf Ambulance is not a fan of Scream. I haven't actually heard their Scream review, but Werewolf Ambulance, what are you talking about? Scream's great. Love Scream. Amazing movie. Wait, hold up. The rope is going to keep it from... Wait, what? Wait, what? Now I forget, but does the door open outward or inward? Because she's barricading it. But if it opens inward, it doesn't really matter. It, like okay, if it opens going out of the cabin, I don't know why she's barricading the door. If it opens going into the cabin, I don't know why she set up the rope. But I guess, is she just putting up a barricade anyways? I don't know. I don't know, Alice. What you doing? You got the bat. What you looking at? What you looking at, Alice? Is that a pencil sharpener on the wall? What are you looking at? I guess she's just searching for the cabin. Through the cabin, I should say. Is your coffee ready? Is it finished? You just found your boyfriend dead. I mean, you could probably use a cup of Joe. Oh, wait, I think I remember what happens here. Well, at least I think I remember. Yeah, I remembered. Okay, that was a great moment. If for anything, the last little bit of this movie is pretty fun or entertaining. As fun as like horror is, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, man, I feel weird calling horror fun, because it's like, you know, am I supposed to be like reveling in like shit like this? But like, I don't know. When it, you know, it's fictional, it's like not too bad, I guess. All right, now, you know, we spent a lot of time on this. Okay, what just happened with that jacket? The sound cues are a little on the nose. And man, it is psycho. Man, it is the psycho soundtrack. And there she is. All right. Now she said the last name. I'm sure everybody's got to know. This is Jason's mom. She's the killer. Now, what I was saying earlier about the, what's it called? The crash that the police officer got called to. Well, here. I'll not talk over this part real quick. I did it myself. Okay, so what I was saying, the officer that called away for the crash, it would be cool if like a little fan movie was made where that crash was caused by Jason. Now, you know, in the next movie, he's a full-grown man. So it makes sense, I would feel. She She's great. Now this is this is great. She's so fucking good. There's a documentary, I'm pretty sure. It's called His Name is Jason. I wonder if when making this movie, they even considered Jason as the killer in the future movies. Well, let's see. Where's Agatha Christie? I think is the actress. So that is actually chi 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 ma ma ma. That is what the composer actually meant to recreate, and it's supposed to be Jason saying to his mom, "Kill, kill, kill, ma, ma, ma." Let's see what other stuff I was gonna say. I guess what's really cool about Friday the 13th and the fact that Jason became such a figurehead of it is that they don't like. For the sake of this movie, at least, it's a cool little plot twist that, like, inadvertently they made for it to be a plot twist in a way, I guess. Why would you not? I know it's the most cliche thing ever to say when watching literally the first Friday the 13th. Like, why would you not use the fire poker to stab her? You know, why would you go into these tropes that later Scream would explore? And their entire, damn, she just, like, picked up that fucking corpse, didn't she? Wow, goddamn, she just fucking did it. That was a little random. But, you know, with Jason being such an icon from the series, it's cool to come back to this movie. If you aren't expecting it and to realize, oh, it's actually Pamela Voorhees, not Jason. What an underexposed shot. Imagine, now here's the thing. If you separate this movie from the whole series, it really is like, what the fuck? What is this movie? I don't know how it caught on the way that it did. I'll really be honest. Don't. You would have thought she would have gone here first. Ooh, this cello, though. I think it's a cello. Well, she's like, oh, my identity's revealed. I'll just, I'll just turn on the lights. Don't need to be sneaky no more. God, improve your aim especially if you're going to start shooting. Just rush her, man. Rush her with the butt of the gun. Oh, my God. This is real different from when Jason comes around, man. What the fuck? Weren't you gonna just kill her? What is all this now? When did you get the gun? Oh my god. She just rifle whipped her. That's not a bad shot either. It's a little long, but it, you know. I'm just kidding. No. The length wasn't bad. I was a fan of that. That was a good shot. Oh. I got confused. I thought that Alice walked off. I thought Alice walked off and that Pamela Voorhees was like poking out. This makes a little bit more sense. Damn, the moon's changing colors. It was orange earlier. But she just hid from you. I thought that Brendan was Brenda. What am I saying? Keep saying Brendan. I thought that she was gonna get the arrows, or at least that's how I remembered it. But now she goes through the window, like reverse defenestration. People love that fun fact about horror movies. They're like, "Oh, did you know being thrown out a window means defenestration?" It's like, yeah, I know. This is a bad place to hide. Oh, Kevin's going to be in here, isn't he? Because we've seen all the other bodies, I'm pretty sure. Man, way to cut the tension with these, like, slow-ass scenes. Jesus. Do we not find Kevin's body? Oh. Okay, now this is actually... Oh, well, that's... You're making a lot of noise. Oh, we're about to get jumped. Maybe. Oh, that. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, that. That was decent. That was decent. Is that cast iron? Yes! Do it! Here's Johnny. I'm pretty sure that's the same year. Yeah, that's 1980 as well. Oh wow, she just said we're going. Okay, all right. Now, are you gonna kill her? You gonna let her keep? Oh, I guess it looks like she. I guess it looks like she's dead. I also love how, like, the resilience of horror movies is either you can keep coming back or you're dead. Like, I'm sure even if she, like stabbed her with a machete, that she would come back for just plot's sake. Did anybody actually watching this, though, in 1980, like, watch this scene? And be like, oh, yeah, no, she's dead. She's done. It's too long again. Why would you hold up the oar? Also, what a bad, like, machete swing. Come on, you can take her. She's got to be like 50. Tell me a 20-year-old can't take a 50-year-old. Come on. Unless she's been like working out and that sweater's just like hiding it. Oh my God. She's making her eat the sand. Here we go. Slow motion with low frame rate. Oh, she's surprised. Oh, there it is. Those man hands. Now, what I love about it, too, is she sliced from the left to from right to left, but it doesn't make sense. Like, it would have made a lot more sense slashing right to left, the way that the head fell, the way that the cut opened. I don't know. Anyways, they just kind of brushed over that a little bit. The fact that she just, like, she's not like taking inventory at all. She's just like, yeah, I decapitated a bitch, you know, it's fine. That's just how it is. This fucking music too is like, the movie knows, like, okay, yeah, we did the thing. It's finished. It's good. It's done. I do kind of like the synth in the background. It's kind of cool. Yeah, here we go. Well, how did the cops know to come? I don't know. It's the end. We're done. We made it. We survived. This is also, like, I don't know, this music feels kind of weird for, like, what just happened. I'll be honest, you give me a budget, you give me the budget of this movie, I'll make a more coherent movie, I'll tell you what. I don't know, maybe it won't be as long, though. What a great jump scare. That is, besides Kevin Bacon's death, maybe the biggest and best part of that movie is Jason popping out of the water. But it was just a dream. Did she get a haircut? Oh, don't tell me they're about to do a needle. Oh, God, that, I can't with needles. I got a vaccine the other day. Oh, my flu shot. Jesus. Jason Voorhees. Come on, you know that's a dream. Come on. Now, some people will say that Jason was a boy in this film. Definitely wasn't alive, full grown man. The next one, God, the next one, I'm pretty sure it takes place like not long after at all. So the fact that he's a full grown man in that one would not make sense. Now God, hated that. The way that it faded and the fact that she's still there when it's like that was such like a last minute like add on. I don't know. Would have been cooler if he just like pulled her down under and that were that. But I don't know. Maybe the studio was like, you got to leave one person alive. Betsy Palmer. Who did I say? Definitely somebody else. I don't know. My bad. Wow, Kevin Bacon's like fourth or fifth build. Jesus. Well, that was Friday the 13th, the original one. Is there anything else I need to be watching here? Can I just... Ari Linum. Oh, the first Jason. That's his whole shtick. His first Jason. I'm just skipping forward through the credits. I don't think there's anything really here. There's a Paramount logo. Yeah, nothing too great. I'll be watching the second part probably in a couple hours. I don't know. But yeah, no, the guy who played Jason in this film, his whole gimmick is that he played Jason, the first Jason, and he has like a rock band that's centered around that. And I mean, hey, great for him. He seems like a nice guy. I'd love to meet him one day. So, yeah, that was Friday the 13th. Landmark, I guess, in horror history. I mean, I'll be honest. This is a franchise where the first one is not the best one. By any means, it is just kind of like off the top of my head. I think the first time I watched, I rated it like a six. Honestly, I would say it's probably about a five. There's a lot of filler. There's just a lot of filler in there. And I don't know. It's nothing too special, I would say. But, you know, it'll go on to spawn probably, I think, more than any other franchise, like the most iconic horror movie character. One could say Freddy Krueger. One could say Michael Myers. I think those are the other two big contenders. I think when you start looking at stuff like The Nun, get out of here with that. Jigsaw, he's not as classic. You could say maybe Dracula or Frankenstein. Those two could maybe compete, but Jason Voorhees, he's top tier, man. He is S tier horror movie villain. You know, I think he's contributed a lot as a character to the, you know, mythos genre. That's the word I was looking for. Anyways, we'll be back with another commentary track tomorrow, Friday the 13th, part 2. Is that 2 in French? I don't know. Take care, guys. Stay safe. Tip your waitresses. And, head over to our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube channel. All of them you'll be able to find Pretentious Movie Sheet. The Twitter is Movie Sheet itself. But everything else is pretty much Pretentious Movie Sheet. Take care, guys. See you next time.